Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to work. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. If you ain't got no cash up in the trust fund. Every cat with a gap wanna bust one. Every guest wanna plus one. Every tenement's a penitent. So every tribe, man, is innocent. Time served should be the sentence spent. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pimped. Every time I spin, I'm finna rip. Every cancer's a homicide. Every boss better run and hide. Every human is some kinder black. Every visa got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every search is involuntary. Every inmate won't commissary. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything. And when we come, we taking everything.
For the next hour or 2 hours, so stick with me here. I want to thank my early chatters for joining me. Garland Angel, Delicious Talk, and Lady Slugga. I presume all ladies, how we like it here. But you know, we'll allow for some fellas to join us as well. I am really excited for tonight's program, especially to have Lady Slugga back here with me. Hopefully, Lady Slugga, you and your good friend Candy are enjoying your night tonight. Apparently, Lady Slugga was engaging in some Christmas lighting with her compatriot. Miss Candy. We had a great time with Candy and Slugga last night on the show with the chat roulette. If any of you missed the show and you listened back to the podcast or whatever, we apologize. The last part of the show is just basically just me talking to Candy and Lady Slugga on the show and on chat roulette at the same time. And it makes for terrible radio, but oh my God, it was just an amazing experience in and of itself for me. So I enjoyed it for you, the listener. And I don't know, maybe we'll get the ladies back on with us again later. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay, and I will be fulfilling all your desires. So long as you call 347-826-7667 in the next 2 hours. I'm going to take a little break here. I'm going to open up a bottle of Chianti here and unwind, relax, and settle into the show here. This is a call-in show, a caller-based show. So we prefer to have callers. I mean, I'll certainly go down. I'll certainly go through some topics that I want to talk about, but the callers take priority here on disorderly conduct. And believe me, the callers, Candy in particular, made a difference last night, and they make a difference every night. So join me here at 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
to disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back. It's Vincent DeMay, Disorderly Conduct is the program. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. I have a caller on the line. We're going straight to the phones. And I am praying to the Lord in heaven that this is our sexual correspondent, Candy. Candy, is this you?
Yes.
Thank God. My sex correspondent. Our sex correspondent is here. Our sex-spondent, if you will.
Sex-spondent?
Yeah. Do you mind being our sexual correspondent?
Sure.
You think you're fit for the task?
What?
Do you think you're up for the task?
Yeah, sure.
What the heck? Why not?
Okay.
What's going on with you? How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. I heard you were decorating the Christmas decorations around the place.
Yeah. I gave Lady Slug a Christmas tree because she don't like to celebrate Christmas.
What the hell's
She's
her problem?
A Grinch. She is married to Mr. Grinch.
Yeah.
He's a Grinch.
Well, that's great that you're there to brighten up her day.
Yeah, it's pretty too. It's white and gold. And she wouldn't help me decorate it. I did it all by myself. That's how grungy she is.
Wow. You should take a picture of it and send it to me.
Okay.
So I can see a picture of your work.
It's pretty. I know how to decorate a tree.
Oh, we're talking about the Christmas tree?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Oh, I was talking about you.
Oh.
But yeah, I'd love to see the Christmas tree too.
You want me to get all dressed up?
Yeah, just dress up like one of Santa's naughty little elves.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Are you spanking your butt right now?
Yeah, I am. I'm spanking my ass.
Such a naughty girl. She knows even how to spank herself.
I can't spank it too hard, though.
Yeah. Where's Slugga? What's Slugga doing?
Slugga is busy.
Uh-huh.
Eating a salad hoagie that I made for her.
Wow, you're like the handmaiden. Yeah, exactly. You should just run around all day in a French maid outfit. That'd be hot.
I should with my high heels. Yeah, I should do that. With a nice black thong on.
Oh, that's hot. Do you have that?
Yeah, I do.
Black thong?
But I don't have them here. I had
them next. Do you have a French maid outfit too? Do you have a French maid outfit, too?
I have so many outfits. Let me see. Do I have a French maid outfit? Oh, yeah, I do. It's pink. It's hot pink with black polka dots.
No way.
I do have one of those.
Awesome.
And I got it's like an angel outfit. It's like you put the wings on, but it's like a slutty angel type shit.
Hey, do you know what it means when people say dead?
Dead?
Yeah.
Yay, that person's dead. Right?
Well, I've noticed I've been on other BTR shows and on my show too, and Stephanie just said it to me. She said dead at Vince. What does that mean?
Dead? Yeah, I don't know.
And that's not the first time people have said that to me.
Maybe it's a different slang and a different...
That's what I mean. It's slang for something, but I've never heard that. I don't know what that means.
Dead. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, we're going to find out.
Sexy, you know, sexy then. You know?
Yeah.
Slang for dead is sexy.
Yeah, in that case, I'm like the Walking Dead. Oh, okay. This is what Stephanie says. She says, it's slang for I can't believe you did that, or you're crazy.
Oh. Well, that's a weird way to put it.
Yeah, that is kind of a weird way to put it. Because you know, the first time somebody said that to me, I thought they were like pulling some voodoo shit on me. They were like trying to wish me dead or something. Like maybe it's something that offended them, and they're just like, oh, my God, you're so dead. I wish death upon you.
Yeah. Well, whatever floats their boat, you know.
It doesn't really, I mean.
With the cack out.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. Dead. All right. And again, it's only been stuff, I've only seen that in chat rooms. I've never heard anybody say it. That'll be something different, you know.
People are making up their own slang these days.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure. One of my friends has his own. He almost has his own dictionary.
Really? So if you say something wrong, he's like, hold up, let me look it up real quick.
Yeah.
No, my boyfriend dad. I asked him what something means. He's like, okay, I'm gonna tell you. I'm like, all right, what does it mean? He said, walk to the store and buy yourself a dictionary and look it up. Like, why can't you just tell me what it means? Let me ask you a question. What does love mean? Because I can tell you what it means, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But you tell me first what you think it means.
No, you tell me. You tell me first. I know what it means,
but I want to
know what you think it means.
No, I'm saying what do the words mean, not love. What do the words, like, put words together. Like, what does L and O and the D and the E stand for?
Stephanie says I should call her to find out what it sounds like to say dead. So she wants me to call her so she can say dead to me. I mean, I guess I can imagine what people say. They just say, oh, dead. I guess they just be like, oh, dead. Vince is dead. Would you say Vince is dead or you just say dead?
Huh?
I don't know. I'm just being retarded. Let's get back to you. So what are you wearing right now?
Pajamas.
Speaking of costumes, what define pajamas?
Okay. I have blue shorts underneath my pajama pants. And I think they have little chipmunks on it.
Wait, that's it? Just pajama
and
pants
and shirt.
And a shirt.
Yeah, what do you expect? Want me to walk around naked? I was doing that the other day.
Yeah, I do want you to walk around naked. And I want you to videotape it and then send it to me so I can touch myself while I replay it over and over.
Ooh, little horn dog.
I like the idea of like personal porn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like not something you're not. It's not. It's for personal use only. Like you and your chick, or not you and your chick. You and your man, or maybe you and a chick too. Well, fuck, I don't know. But like let's say you know. I'm with my chick, and I'm not. I know, or you know, I have one of my lady friends, and she lives in like New York, so I don't get to bang her that often. So when I do go see her, I bring a video camera to me, and I videotape her like pleasuring herself in front of the camera. So
really?
That way, I have that little. So I have that little personal videotape that I just keep with myself, and then when I'm horny and I miss her. She's not here.
That's kind of weird.
I pull that out and pleasure myself to that. You think that's weird?
Wait. Yeah, but you never answered my question. What does L-O-V-E mean, in your opinion? The words, like, what does L mean? And O and V and E. What does it mean?
What does love mean?
Yeah, like L-O-V-E. In your opinion, what does it mean? Because in my opinion, I can tell you.
Go ahead, tell me. If you're, yeah, tell me.
Okay, L is for lying. O is for obsessed. V is for violence. And E is for irritable.
E is for what?
Erasable. There we go. Erasable. That's a better one. E is for erasable.
Erasable?
Erasable. Like, boom, gone. Because you lie, you're obsessed, and you're violent. So, erasable.
Okay, erasable. So, I'm taking it you've had, delicious. Are you eating? Wow. Okay. That's an interesting take on love, no doubt. No doubt about it. But I'd take it you've had some bad experiences with love?
Yeah, two bad experiences.
Mhm. Well, maybe you shouldn't get too down on it too quick. I mean, you're young, right? How old are you, by the way, if you don't mind me asking?
22.
Oh my God, you got so far to go, sister. You're just hitting the tip of the iceberg. You got so much fun ahead of you. It's not even funny, and you're having fun.
No, like everybody tells me, for my age, I'm moving too fast. I think I move too fast.
Move too fast? What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean it's like, okay, I don't know how to explain it. I experienced so much shit in my life, and I'm doing stuff that older people do. Like, I don't do stuff that, like, a 22-year-old would do. I'm doing stuff that, like, a 30 would do, you know? Yeah, like, some women don't even do it, exactly. Like, I'm just different, I guess.
Right. You are different. I like you a lot. I had a lot of fun with you and Lady Slugger last night on the show.
Yeah.
On Chat Roulette, yeah. That was...
That's a Chat Roulette. Wow.
that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. You got to see some booty and some titties.
Both of them, yes. That was amazing. A little TNA, actually. You're shaking your booty too, so you can do those like ass shaking dance moves.
Yeah, I'm very very flexible, so I can do a lot.
Wow, it's amazing.
I do a split too. I remember I was like 7 months pregnant, and I did a split. Thought my water was gonna pop.
You're 7 months pregnant.
No, when I was.
Oh.
When I was 7 months pregnant.
Right. Good times. Well, if anybody out there wants to join us now, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm hanging out on air with the lovely and talented young Miss Candy. We're both here for your audio enjoyment. If you want to join us,
yeah, come join us. Let's have some fun. I want
Absolutely.
To talk to
you. You want to talk to me?
Yeah, I'm gonna make my own radio show. It's gonna be X-rated. Yeah, X-rated Candy. So come holla.
I know. You know, I was thinking that, like, why isn't out there? Why isn't there like a YouPorn radio show or like I mean, they have to have like a Playboy channel, right? But why aren't there more just like porn radio stations?
I don't know, but when I have my show, I want
uh-huh.
to
oh. Oh, I would love to. Absolutely, Candy. Anything you want. Your wish is my command.
I'll do whatever I want, so.
Yeah, so I might as well comply.
Yeah,
I'm looking. I would love to be on your show. I'm sure it would be an amazing time.
Yeah, it would be fun. That's the dirty, dirty stuff going on.
Yeah, you could just have, you know, naughty talk. Switch
yeah,
off between, you know, talking to the boys and talking to the girls.
Yeah, that's fun.
Ooh. Yeah, I did a program called, do shows called Party Sexy Time, but it would be like whatever night it was. It would be like Saturday night Party Sexy Time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was kind of no holds barred. We had some freaky stuff going on.
See, me, if I was going to do my own show, I'm going to get paid for it.
Yeah, but I think something like that, you got to look at it more as some way to build a brand, to build a following.
Yeah, we're going to put a PayPal donation. Like,
there you go. There you go. You have on your website, you have the little player and PayPal. Yeah.
I love that money. I come for money.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do. I come all over for money. You show me money and I come.
Are you a squirter?
No, but I did once. And I didn't like it.
like an accident?
Yeah, I don't know, it was weird because, like, my boyfriend was hitting in front and back, and, like,
uh-huh.
I squirted all over him, and I was like, ew. Like, what the fuck just happened? Was that you? Is that your nut? It was gross, I don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's weird, like.
It's too slappy.
I've seen it on porn. I've never experienced it live myself, but I've seen it a lot in porn, and it kind of fascinates me, but at the same time, kind of creeps me out.
Yeah, it felt like I was like peeing, but not.
Yeah,
peeing.
That's what it looks like. It looks like pee. It looks like clear piss.
That's
just
crazy.
Shooting out water. It's kind of.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. And I noticed that at least in the porn I've seen, that the chicks who can do it, they're like incredibly multi-orgasmic.
It's
and
crazy.
Like,
they go all out going with that shit. Like
they just do it for
really
like they could do it. They could do it for like an hour straight if they wanted to.
Yeah.
It's sick. Like once they get up on that level, they just like it's like they put it in for a couple of pumps and pull it out and then they put it in, do a couple of pumps and then
you know what I hate Minuteman. Oh Lord, I hate them. I can't stand Minuteman. If you go in, like, one, two, nut, nah, I hate you. I hate that. I hate that so much.
Yeah, this is like the female version of that. It's weird. That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, how fuck for the guy. He's all hard and everything, and she's, like, done. But she's not, though. These chicks could do, like, seven or eight, like, instant
yeah,
orgasms.
We could do a lot of, we could do a lot of nuts. You guys can't. We got a lot of energy, so we can nut like 12 times and keep going.
Yeah, me, it's like one and I'm, forget it. I gotta sleep for 8 hours and then we could try it again.
Or you'd be like, let my testosterone build up.
No, what you do with two chumps is.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, him. But. That's what
the two-pump chump, what you do is, what you got to do first, if you think you're in that position, you give them head first, and you get them to unload one from the chamber that way first, And then hopefully that desensitizes him enough that he can last, you know, longer.
Yeah.
When you get down to business.
Yeah, I don't know if other girls are like this, but with me, I don't like sucking dick. I like sucking, like, say if, like, I was in a relationship and I was with my man, I'll suck his dick all day. Like, I love it. But if I, like, we break up and I go to a different guy, nah, I wouldn't. I don't like it. I don't know if all girls are like that, but that's how I am. I just don't like
Delicious that. Talk says it's a mixture of urine and fluid. That's what I heard, is that it has something to do with urinating. It's like the same urinary tract, but it's like, urine's mixed in there.
It is gross, because you're basically pissing on somebody.
You're just basically pissing on somebody, yeah. It's disgusting. But some people are into that, so more power to them. But,
yeah.
No, if that might be a problem, actually, personally. If I, like, I met a chick, and I'm like, everything's great. You know, we get along really good. We have a lot in common. You know, we both, you know, we kind of challenge each other. Everything's going great, super. Except for she's a squirter. Like, she just, like, every time she comes, it's just like, you know, the fucking floodgates opening. Like, you imagine that. You got to clean up your sheets, like, every time you have sex.
It works like this.
Yeah. You gotta clean up after that shit.
It's gross. I'm glad I only did it one time. Because that shit is gross. Maybe I had to pee or something. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't know. It's scary. Darlin Angel's asking Chrissy if she spits or swallows. What about you, Candy? Do you spit or swallow?
Well, other guys, I don't, like, I spit. And sometimes they ain't even allowed a nut in my mouth. But if I'm with somebody, I swallow that shit.
Yeah. I kind of feel like if you're nutting in the girl's mouth, what does it matter whether it goes down or comes back out?
I don't know, but all I do know is that shit tastes nasty. It tastes like sea water.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you rather
floating in the sea or something?
Yeah. What do you prefer? Do you prefer the guy nutting in your mouth, on your face, on your tits, inside of you, on your stomach, on your ass? I mean, where do you like it the best?
On the floor. On the floor.
Nowhere near you, right?
No, I don't like it on my body because it's just disgusting.
Yeah, it tastes disgusting. It's sticky. It's slimy. It's gross. Yeah, it smells
disgusting.
Horrible. Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. I deal with it every day.
Oh, God. This one guy asked me to nod my face. I'm like, yeah, go fuck yourself, buddy. Why are you not on your own face? Well, I've seen that before, though. I've seen this guy nod on his face.
Although, I have to admit, it is pretty hot to nod on a chick's tits.
Yeah, but it's nasty, though. It's like...
It's kind of hot.
On you.
It's kind of hot. Well, I mean, I eat out pussy and get pussy juice all over my mouth and all over my face. I mean, that's kind of like nut all over me.
Not really.
You know?
Pussy's better than
nut. Yeah, really. Have you eaten some pussy lately?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, it's pretty. If you get a good juicy wet one, it's all over the place, and you're getting it all over your face and your mouth. I mean, it's inevitable. I mean, unless you're really super ultra careful, but you know, it gets slippery and slimy down there, and fluids get mixed up. You don't know what's what. That's technically nut, if you ask me.
If I ever ate out a bitch and she squirted it in my face, I would probably beat her the fuck up. I would. I would whoop her ass. I really would.
So you'd beat with a chick, you just as long as she's not a squirter, squirting in your face. Have you been with a lot of chicks?
I put a bag over my face and put holes in my nose and my mouth. Squirts on the bag.
Have you been with a lot of chicks?
I haven't been with a lot of chicks because I've been in relationships with a dude, and he wouldn't let me be with a chick. But now I'm single, so I can live that long.
So you were in a relationship, and you wanted to bring another girl into the scenario, and he said no.
Yeah.
Or you wanted to have the girl on the side.
No, like I wanted to have a threesome, and mm-hmm. he said no because his thing is he's 36, so his thing is, well, I'm scared that you're gonna leave me for her. He's scared,
that's why he
wouldn't even let me go out with a girl, kiss girl, hang, like no.
Oh my god.
He got mad when I came over here with her.
Wow.
Every time. Yeah. Lady Slugger's man's the same way.
What did she say?
Her man's the same way. The same way. I don't know why men are like that. So stupid. But they want to cheat, though.
Yeah,
they're going to cheat. Just bring the bitch home. And we'll share her.
Yeah.
What the hell? You're going out with a bisexual bitch. Like what? Are you kidding me? I can't get no pussy, but you can go and get pussy? No.
Yeah.
I hate that. Oh, I hate that.
Yep. I hate that too.
Oh man. Don't get me started with that.
Exactly. All right, it's Vince in the Bay with my special guest, Candy. She's my sexual correspondent.
And I'm playing with pussy right now.
And you're playing with your pussy right now?
No, I'm playing with pussy right now.
You're playing with pussy right now?
Yeah, I'm playing with the pussy right now.
With a pussy, but not your pussy.
With the pussy. I'm playing with the pussy. I'm playing with the pussies right now.
Are you talking about? You're having okay. All right, you go ahead and play with the pussies. I'm gonna play some pussy playing music, and I'm gonna take a break. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Thank you.
attuned to disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
I need a drink of water. Back here in Disorderly Conduct. Vince in the Bay with you. And the lovely and talented Candy. Hi, Candy.
Hi, Candy. They said it.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
There?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, actually, technically, last night you were eye candy for me.
Yeah, I see, Candy. You had a sweet tooth last night, huh?
Yeah, I had some sugar plums dancing in my head last night for sure. Good times. So do you have a website or anything?
Not yet. I'm going to be soon.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
Can I be on your Facebook? Can I be your friend on Facebook?
Yeah. Do you got a pen and paper?
I totally have a pen and paper.
Okay. Write this down.
Okay.
J-O-L.
J-O-L?
Yeah. E-E-N-A. H-O-D-G-E-S. At yahoo.com.
J-O-L-E-E-N-A-H-O-D-G-E-S?
Yeah.
Jolina Hodges at yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. And that will, I'll find your Facebook on there.
A picture of my daughter.
Aw, what's your daughter's name, if you don't mind saying?
Elena and Naomi.
Aw. Rambo, welcome to the program. Appreciate you stopping through, my main man. Rambo, I'm here with... I know, what's up? Hey, Rambo, you should call in and visit with myself and Candy.
It tastes like sugar.
Or Delicious Talk. I was over at Delicious Talk's show earlier tonight. She does a great BTR show.
I don't think I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, do you have an account on BTR yet?
No, not yet.
You should have Lady Slugga set you up. And then what?
I'm gonna have her set me up later because she's on the computer right now.
Yeah, she's on the computer chatting in my chat room. listening to you. Which I can't blame her. What?
I'm eating candy.
Candy eating candy.
Yeah.
That's kind of hot. I want to eat candy.
Here, I'll let you eat.
Maybe I'll eat some candy, too.
Yeah.
I would love to eat some candy. maybe I will.
I love it when people eat candy.
I bet you do.
I do.
Thank you, very nice.
I wish I had a song. I wish I had that song. I want candy. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Fortunately, I don't have that. Fortunately, I don't have that song.
No?
No. I do have... What song do I have? Man, I need some more water. I do have this song, though.
Disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Back here with you. It's disorderly conduct. I have no control. There we go. Candy, are you there?
Yeah.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good, honey.
I've been thinking about you all day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me what you were thinking about.
Thinking about what I saw on the on the chat roulette last night.
Did you play with yourself?
I'm sorry? What?
Did you play with yourself, thinking of Candy?
Yes. But not all day long.
Is that how you broke your chair?
Yes, pleasuring myself to the thought of you. I destroyed my chair. I was pleasuring myself at a feverish pitch, and it just, you know.
Did you pee while you were coming?
No, I did not squirt. I'm not a squirter.
Actually, guys are squirters.
I guess technically all guys are squirters, right?
All guys are squirters.
But I mean, you could. I guess it's possible you could shoot semen and pee at the same time. You know, I guarantee you, if you Google that, you'll find a video somewhere or somewhere. You'll find some instance of where some freak motherfucker have found a way to ejaculate and piss at the same time.
Yeah, I know that. I experienced that before.
There's probably a whole fetish X-rated video industry, fetish industry, just probably centered around that.
Yeah, well, my ex used to have a foot fetish, and he was obsessed with my feet. And
really?
He, you know, pissed and nutted at the same time. He said, "Did I just piss?" I'm like, what you mean? What you talking about? Yeah, he had, like, a really bad foot fetish, and it kind of creeped me out, because when I went away for a weekend, he would have me send him pictures of my feet to him. So it was weird.
I have a thing for hands.
For hands?
Yeah.
So you like it when a girl's sucking your dick and using her hand at the same time?
That's nice. But I like hands that are, I don't know, there's certain characteristics to hands that I like. One thing I'm not a big fan of, I don't mind if a girl paints her nails. I guess that's cool. Sometimes it's sexy. I'm not a big fan of makeup to begin with. But what I don't like is when the girls get like the French tips or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that shit's so pretty.
You think it looks pretty?
I love French tip nails. When you get your nails done and you get French tip, love it. I always do my nails.
I think it looks so gaudy.
But I don't like the long nails. I like short ones. Like, I don't like them long, crazy-looking shit.
I don't like any of it. If it's not real, then I don't like it. I don't even like real nails that are long. I just like keep your nails well clipped, clean. You know, if you have to, it's fine. Put some nail polish on it to match your outfit or whatever the fuck it is. but don't put like these extensions and weird gobbledygook, and chicks get these designs and little miniature fake diamond studs and all this shit in there. All kinds.
You know
of they have, women have like small little shellfish encrusted on their toenails. Ridiculous.
So, you know what I had a dream of before? That everybody, you know, people, all people, everybody, we're all aliens and Earth was the mothership. That we were all living on. Crazy, right? Having the weirdest dreams. Do you believe in aliens?
What do you mean, believe in them?
Do you think they're aliens?
Like I have confidence in them, or like I think they exist.
You think they exist?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Why not?
Do you believe in zombies?
Do I believe in zombies?
Yeah.
I want to believe in zombies, but I don't think they really exist. But I think it'd be cool if they did.
Do you think it's a possibility that it would ever happen?
No.
Like, yeah. Through the government of testing things, like testing people and dead people.
That'd be pretty cool if they did, but...
Not really, because they'll be eating us all.
Yeah, I don't know about
dinosaurs,
that.
There were dinosaurs, so what the fuck?
You're right, there were dinosaurs, but when dinosaurs died... When dinosaurs died, they didn't come back to life. Or we don't know, because we weren't there, but...
Google Hades zombies. Are you going to Google it?
Say that again?
Google Hades zombies. Lady Slugger said Google that. And then we'll talk about it another time.
Haitian zombies.
I said Google. Huh? I said Google. Did you hear me? I said Google.
Are you talking about voodoo?
No, I said Google.
Because according to the tenets of voodoo, a dead person can be revived by a bokor or sorcerer. Zombies remain under the control of the bokor. Since they have no will of their own.
Oh, man. Ain't that something? Do you believe in it now? You know, I think that, you know, I think the government does. I think they made a zombie, and that's why they came out with zombie movies. But I think they locked the zombie up in a cage or something, like a glass box.
Oh, you think zombie movies are made with no real special effects? It's just like they just get real zombies?
Oh, no. I think that they came out a zombie because they made a zombie. So, like, oh, let's make a zombie movie.
Tell him I'm not talking about
Yeah, she's not talking about the voodoo zombies in Haiti.
About a kind of injection where they would inject some of them, make them.
Did you hear?
No, I can't hear. So tell her she should call in. I want to thank her.
It's Lady Slug. I was going to tell you what I was trying to tell her.
Yeah.
I don't mean the Haiti zombies as far as the voodoo. I mean there's something that I read that they used some type of injection when they enslaved them, and it made them zombie-like.
Oh.
And if you, when I find the link, I'll send it to you. But yeah, she asked you that probably because I'm real freaked out about zombie shit. So I'm gonna give her the phone back because I'm making her BTR page now the sweetest candy. There she is.
Oh, no.
That's delicious, delicious, luscious taste.
Mmm, yum. I want to taste some candy, the sweet, luscious candy.
I want
candy.
To taste some candy, too. It tastes like candy. Whatever candy you want to taste like, it's going to taste like it. I promise.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Yep. It's going to taste like it. You want to know why?
Because I'm going to
put it all over me.
Oh, right on.
Reese's Pieces all over me.
All right. Well, we got some more callers here. Go to the line. Caller number one, you're on the air.
I think zombies do exist. It's been every single president that ever lived.
There you go, BMAC, the man, laying it down.
Mm-hmm.
What about pornographic tooth fairy midgets?
Tooth fairy midgets?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Well, that would be something, huh?
That would be something.
Midgets. That would be a show right there. I would pay to see that.
That would be a show in and of itself.
Yeah. Wow, what made you come up with that one?
I don't know. Something wrong with my mind.
I see that.
I think Vincent rubbed off on me.
Huh?
I think Vincent rubbed off on me.
Oh, it sounds
yeah.
Something. Touch my back. I felt like someone like this to me.
I know. I put out a bad example. I take
someone's
full
touching.
Responsibility.
Hey,
I got another call here. Let me. What's that?
I don't know. Go ahead.
No, I said I got another caller here. I'm going to go to this next caller. Caller number two, you're on the air.
How would I know if I'm number two or not?
Because you're number two.
How would I know?
Hey, and you win a free crack pipe and a free 1 month supply of crack.
Exactly. Congratulations.
Yes, and two
so,
crack.
So, what angry Jew? Is that you?
Evidently, yes.
All right, caller number two is one angry Jew. So,
you know what?
So,
how about this? How about caller
okay.
number 10 will be able to, I'll send a picture of my pussy. To caller number 10.
Right. Send me one. Send me one right now.
No, I got to be caller number 10. Caller number 10.
Hold on. Who said that?
That's my co-host for tonight. My co-host tonight is Candy. Candy is available for corporate events and private parties. If you'd
all
like
right.
to contact her, you want to hit up Lady Slugga in the chat room.
All right. There you go.
How would I know? Wait a minute. How would I know it's a picture? Hold on. Let me ask you a question. If you sent me this picture, how would I know it was yours?
Because
you're
going to
see my face.
You.
You're going to see my face.
I've never seen you before.
Yes, you did.
You're
going to
see it now.
You seen it?
Here.
Or have I seen it?
It's
on
the
what?
Last night.
Oh, that was yours?
No, you're going to know it. Yeah, that was mine. Wasn't it pretty?
I only saw it for a couple of seconds.
You're going to know it's me because it's going to say Candy.
Where?
When I show you the picture.
Oh, I thought it might be tattooed.
But you can't get the picture because you're not calling number 10.
Yeah, you're not calling number 10, dude. So it's all a moot point.
Caller number 10. 10 is my favorite number. Well, really.
Okay, I'm going to hang up back and be calling number 10.
All right, be calling number 10. I'll send you a picture. I promise.
How are you going to send it?
I'm going to put it on his email. I'm going to send it to his email. Whoever caller number 10 is, they got to give me the email and I'm going to send it to them.
All right, let me give you caller number 10's email. You ready?
No, but you're not number caller number 10.
No, I'm not saying me. Let me give you caller number 10's email, though.
Mm-hmm.
What angry Jew, you're caller number 2. Sorry, you don't.
Yeah.
Right, I understand that.
Yeah.
I want to give you caller number 10's email. Let me know when you're ready.
Well, Why doesn't just caller number 10 just give it to me himself?
He's mute.
Yeah, that's right. Sure he is.
One angry Jew, he doesn't exist yet. You can't, unless you're from the future.
No,
you
no,
can't
he
possibly
is,
have his number.
This the show is on delay, and he's a deaf mute.
Can I ask you a question?
In that case, sure. Here, I'll give you his number right now.
Why? I'd like to ask you a question. Why are you angry? Why are you angry, Jew?
Nobody likes me.
Well, maybe it's because you're so angry to everybody.
Well, that's kind of chicken and egg kind of stuff, isn't it?
Maybe you're nice people.
It's not
so,
my
like,
nature.
Are you like fully Jewish?
What does that mean?
Oh, that's just a fake. You're really not Jewish?
Well, define Jewish. I don't know how to answer that.
A Jew. You're a Jew, right? Jewish?
Yes.
Are you really, like, Jewish?
You mean, do I have curls on the side of my head? No.
No, I'm saying, what's your religion?
That would be his sitting. He's not his sitting.
What is the religion, right?
Right, right.
Whatever it's called. What is it called?
I'm not a Siddic, but I am a Serbic.
What color are you?
Pink. I'm pink.
So, where's Debbie Daly? Is her show still going on?
Well, Debbie sort of melted down. And not
no.
at any time. She got pissed off at some guy by the name of Charles and said something
really?
About trolling and ended the show. Yeah.
How many people are on the line right now?
Nine.
Because I only hear two guys, and I hear a baby.
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling number 2, man.
I'm still waiting for caller number 10.
Yeah.
How do you look? Are you a heavyweight, Andy? Are you a heavyweight?
Am I heavyweight?
Are you a full figure?
I am a perfect size.
She's got a little extra cushion for the pushing, bro.
Yeah, I got a nice fatty.
Okay. So you're thick.
She's thick. She's thick. Yeah. No, she's. Dude, she's nice. Don't worry. You're doing okay. you got nothing to worry about. VMAC, actually, I think you would appreciate her work.
All right.
Just a hunch I have. I don't know.
What is that?
It's just a hunch I have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Vince got the same taste, so yeah. I'll take your word for it.
No. All right, we're going to take some more calls here. I'll take those while I play some music. Looks like we have some calls lined up. We'll get to those right now while I play this track. If you don't like that, well then.
Said if I was richer, still be wiser. Now ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? one for your dad. Yes, he did. Now I know why.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince LeBain back with the Disorderly Conduct program. We got 40 minutes to go here with Candy. Taking your calls. She's waiting for caller number 10. Caller number 10 gets a picture of Candy's boobs or butt. What was it? Or just everything?
Per se. The cho-cha.
It's what?
Cho-cha.
Your toe?
No. My pussy.
Oh, your pussy. Okay. So, caller number 10 gets to see a picture of the lovely and talented Miss Candy, my co-host for this evening, slash early morning for some of you people. So during the course of that song, we technically had like three or four callers call in. Now, I don't know. I want to say they count as callers, even though I didn't pull them up on the board. So if we count those, we're to caller number five now. Caller number five now. So the next caller is caller number six. All right?
Okay.
So technically this is caller number six. Going to the phone lines. Caller number six, you're on the air.
It's me. Caller number six. I'm trying to get the thing.
Oh, VMAC, caller number six. VMAC was caller number one and caller number six.
Uh-oh, he's trying to get to ten.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I'm doing it.
All right, here's caller number seven.
Uh-oh.
Hi, caller number seven. Caller number seven, you're on the air. Hello? Caller seven? Caller seven hangs up. Okay.
Okay.
We're at seven callers. We're at seven callers right now.
He's trying to get number 10.
Caller number, are we on caller number seven? Are we on caller, or there was caller number seven. We're on caller number eight now? I forgot. Did you pay attention to that?
No, the dude that hung up was caller number seven. Is there another person on the other line?
Okay, so this guy's caller number eight. GMAC, you're caller number eight.
There you go. I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Yeah, caller number eight, VMAC. So.
Dang, y'all really want that pussy shut, huh?
Hell yeah, dude. There's like three other callers that are calling in.
Let's get caller number nine.
Yeah, we're waiting for caller number nine and then caller number 10. All right, here we go. Oh, here we go. Caller number nine.
What do we get for being number nine?
610, you're caller number nine. Sorry.
If VMAC can hear me, you can't keep calling and calling. You gotta let other people do it.
All right, 484, who is this?
Richie. I guess that's me again.
Is that you, One Angry Jew? Was that you on?
Am I not?
You guys got to let other people call. You called already.
Who's making the rules here?
So, you, me.
Alright.
So, it can't be great, Angry Jew or VMAC or V, whatever his name is, sorry.
Oh,
because you guys
okay.
called. You guys were 1 and 2. You're cheating. You got the other people call.
They're disqualified because one Angry Jew was caller number 2. And VMAC was caller number 1. You're right. Actually, I'm looking at the rules here. Hang on. Yeah. It says right here. You can only call in once, and once you've called in, you're in. So.
All right. So who's the winner?
Well, that I think that puts us technically back to caller number 3, because all those callers, it turns out, was just VMAC and One Angry Jew.
Yeah. So we gotta get new callers. Because I already took the pussy shot, and it's ready to be sent. So call it number 10. Come on, I'm waiting.
So, tell me, Candy, what kind of music do you like?
R&B.
Oh, yeah? Like, what are some artists that you enjoy? Like, what kind of artists do you like?
I like Sierra. I like the old stuff, like Sierra and R. Kelly. Those are, like, my favorites. And I like The Dream and Drake. Yeah. Yeah, the Sierra when, like, she first came out. And R. Kelly and Carrie Hudson, Houston, number 1. That's my favorite song in the fucking world. I love that song. Carrie Hudson, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Do you... Is Lady Slugga, like, coaching you and feeding you lines? What the hell is she trying to do?
No, because she told me about the old school.
Oh.
Like some, I like some old school, and then, you know, I like new school, I guess. You call it new school.
No middle school, right? No middle school, just old school and new school.
No, I like it all.
Do you like...
I just,
if
you see this.
Do you like Marley Mall?
I never heard of that person.
You never heard of Marley Mall?
Marley Mall, no.
Legendary.
I like Maxwell. You ever hear of Maxwell?
Different guy. This is Marley Mall. Marley Mall is DJ here.
Give them an example how a DJ works. off my chest to put my mind at ease. Since when you heard a DJ make cuts like these?
So that's Marley Mall.
Oh, never heard of him.
Yeah, he's an old school New York DJ. Big in the 80s. Anyways. So I guess you scared away one angry Jew. I didn't think it was possible. Either that, or he couldn't stand Marley Mall. So if that's true, then I think I figured out the antidote. If you guys want to get rid of one angry Jew, I guess you just play some Marley Mall.
He left the chat room too.
He left the chat room too. Poor guy. I feel bad for him. I mean, this guy goes on all the other shows. He was on a show earlier, and he kind of caused the host of the show to kind of go into a little breakdown. Like, she like, kind of went off on him and kind of got unhinged and just, like, because he always, like, you heard him. He was, like, you say something, and he immediately questions it.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's angry, too.
Yeah, no, that's exactly, it comes with the territory. He's pissed
Maybe
off.
Maybe he's so angry because he can't get no Jew girl pussy.
You think that's it?
Maybe.
Well,
guys are real angry, they can't get pussy.
Well,
unless it's their cat.
he is married, so you might be right.
Yeah, maybe his wife ain't giving it to him no more.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe
his magic
ain't there no more.
That's got to be part of it. I mean, he spends every night on this PTR. I only know because I spend every night on PTR. But I don't have a family. I don't have, like, kids and a wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, PTR is my family. You're my family.
We're a big old happy family.
Yes. I wish I was there to help you guys decorate today. That would have been really fun.
Yeah, it would. I would have loved some help, but I didn't get none. I did it all by myself.
Yeah. You should take pictures. Take pictures of that and your pussy.
There is a picture of my pussy.
Yeah, I don't know, we got about 20 minutes to go here, and we're still waiting for 8 more callers. I don't know.
Okay, well, the next call, we'll get the picture.
Because I was gonna say, you know, if we don't get to 10, then I'll just have to take it, I guess. I'm willing to just take it if we don't get anybody to call in for it. Just so you don't feel bad that nobody wants to see it.
How about this? How about you send your email address to Chrissy's Facebook, and I'll send you the picture.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to add you on Facebook. Damn it. I knew I had something to do.
Well, send your email to Chrissy's.
Do I have hers?
Lady Slugga.
Yeah, but I wrote down, where did I write down yours? You just gave me yours a second ago, right?
Yeah.
God, I'm such a retardo. Where did I put that? All right, you might have to give it some. Yeah, you might have to give it to me again.
Yay, oh well.
All right, go ahead. J-O-L.
E-E.
E-E.
Two E's.
What?
M-A.
M-A.
N, baby, N.
N-A.
H-O-D.
H-O-D.
G-E-S. Yeah.
At Yahoo.
Yeah.
Okay, Jolina. Yeah. All right, let's find you here. Oh, wow, Debbie just sent me a message saying that she's never speaking to that troll again.
He's
hey, Nutmeg. Nutmeg's here. Nutmeg, you just missed some sort of Rambo just came through and dropped a link and left, as per usual. All right, stay focused, Vince. Stay focused. You're going to Facebook. You're going to add Candy.
What were you talking about with Debbie?
What were you talking about with Debbie?
Oh, my God.
What troll?
One Angry Jew.
One Angry Jew?
I'm pretty sure that's who she means.
He said, yeah.
I wonder why that happened.
I was on their show. I heard what happened. He was just being himself, and she just kind of had. She was just fed up with it.
Wow.
So, that's it.
Well, did you send your email to Lady Sluggers?
I'm adding you as a friend on
Facebook.
On Facebook. Now, can I just send you something there? Wait, what am I sending you?
Yeah. Your email address.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Hey, we have a mutual friend. You know Chris Lady Slugga?
Yeah.
What a trip. I totally know her, too. Wow. We have so much in common.
What's your favorite color?
We're like twins.
What's your favorite color?
I like all the colors. But...
My favorite color is a rainbow.
So crazy. You like all the colors, too?
Yeah.
Dude.
That's
funny. Nuts,
boy. When's your birthday?
April 27th.
Really? Mine's January 26th.
Okay, what does that mean? I'm a Taurus. What are you?
Aquarius.
The age of Aquarius. Yeah. Okay. So I'm waiting for you to accept my friend request. I'm crossing my fingers. I hope it happens. I'm not gonna get my hopes up though too high. Who knows? She might turn me down. She might not remember who I am.
I'm about to add you. Request you right now so you send the email.
Yes. I still can't believe we have a mutual friend. It's so crazy. I want to thank our chatters. Nutmeg's Mix.
Wait on my leg.
What are you doing on your leg? So you're peeing on your leg?
Christy farted on my leg.
Oh. Uh-oh, Nutmeg's Mix is angry drunk right now. That's too bad, Nutmeg's Mix.
My hair is on my leg for me.
You just missed One Angry Jew. One Angry Jew was here. You could have let out some of your angry, drunk energy out on him. Too bad. We're just hanging out here, Nutmeg. We've been I've been flirting with my co-host here tonight, Candy, who is
Superlicious.
She's way superlicious.
Superlicious. All right, now send me that email.
All right, did you add me?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Ooh, my phone just vibrated, and then I saw your name. How's that? Isn't that hot?
Yeah.
I'm totally
vibrating your
path. Yeah, I'm moist right now.
Oh, so you're hard.
Of course. And I'm moist too.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing.
I don't mind.
Yeah, we're having a farting contest. He does something.
You are some naughty
Next
girl.
Time she farts by me, I'm going to put a lighter up to it.
Careful. Oh, no. Are you posting something really naughty on my wall? Am I gonna like this?
Well, you got to send me that email. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, I see it. All right, now I must send you the picture. So that's naughty. Naughty, baby.
I love it. I like that shit.
Slurping, blowing, swallow.
Oh, really?
The balls.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah, it was a really hard picture to take. It had to do with a mirror. Let me know if you like it.
All right, let me go check my email now. Hang on.
Wait, hold on. It says yes. So hold on. Wait 1 minute. I'm talking like Lady Saga now. I never do it. She talks to a little kitty.
You are fucking crazy.
I am fucking crazy. But I'm lots of fun. You should have seen me when a black dodo was going in front of my face. Ooh, I was scared.
I did see that. I saw a lot of that.
That.
Dude, that's all I've been thinking about all day long.
Yeah, that was fun times, fun times.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Well, we got 15 minutes here to go. 15 minutes to take some more calls. If anybody wants to try us out, 347-826-7667. So Candy, what sort of do you have a lot of toys, a lot of sex toys?
No. I use my finger.
No. Is that
it
your favorite?
Better.
Really? Is that your preferred way to do it?
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, it's economical.
Huh?
It's good. That's economical in this recession. You don't want to, you know, some women rely on dildos, and if a dildo goes down, suddenly they have, you know, they want to go, they want to replace that. They might be set back $100. Some people can't do that. People can't do that kind of thing. You're lucky. You can get off with just your fingers.
All right. I'm about to send it to you in 2 seconds.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah. You kind of like it.
Oh, hang on. Let me get the lotion.
Oh, yeah. You better go get it. Fuck the lotion. Get baby oil.
I've got some Vaseline here.
Yeah, that would work too if you want to stick it in your butt. Ow, right from my face. You're trying to make me hit her. Yeah.
Thanks to Rambo for jumping in and out of the chat room. I swear to God, I look away from the chat room. And I come back and Rambo has left a message or a link or something, but he's gone already.
I sent it.
Did?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Oh.
No. That's you?
Yeah.
It's nice. That's extra small, though, on my computer.
I know, it's because of my cell phone.
Your cell phone only takes miniature pictures?
When I send them to my email, yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Who took that pic?
I did. It was hard to take it because I did it with, I had to do it, like, with a mirror.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hot. That's a nice, healthy, clean-looking vagina.
How come Chris, we can't hear you no more on a computer?
Uh-oh. Am I not? Are you
done? Are you off the air?
No, I'm still transmitting. You can't hear me? Try refreshing.
No.
Is it buffering?
She just did refresh it.
Huh.
Yeah,
so weird. Nothing, huh?
Oh.
Oh, poopers.
Okay,
kinda
we
weird.
Hear you now. We hear you now.
Oh, good. So weird. PTR sucks.
Huh?
PTR sucks.
No. I'm tired.
Yeah, me too. Let's go to bed.
Okay. I hate water.
Let's go spoon.
Let's go skinny dipping.
Yeah, right on.
Jacuzzi.
I'm down.
That's fun, right? I gotta pull the bed in here. I sleep with Christy on the bed.
Oh, yeah? Do you guys snuggle up to each other?
Yeah, we snuggle up, right, Christy? Yeah, with all the other pussies in the room.
It's hot.
We, like, use the fly to heat to keep us warm.
So hot.
You know what everybody tells me? My feet are made for heels.
Your feet are made for what?
Heels.
Heels.
Heels. High heels.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, my feet are made for them. That's what everybody tells me. Your feet are made for heels.
I don't know what that means.
I have a big arch in my foot. I have an arch in my foot.
Oh.
I have sexy feet.
I believe it.
Wow.
I said, I believe you have sexy feet.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said you don't believe me. I'm not sending you a picture of my feet.
Yeah. Send me a picture of everything individually, and then I'll take them all. I'll take them all and paste them together. In Photoshop and
that's funny.
Make a portrait of you.
He wants me to take a picture of every individual piece of my body and put it all together. I'm tired.
Yeah. You want me to suck you into bed?
I want you to touch me.
All right. Let me
and lick my titties and kiss my neck and play with my ear. No, my sensitive spot is my neck. That's my sensitive
really?
Spot. Really? Yeah. Why, I don't know, but it gets me going.
Yeah, I think that's a natural erogenous zone. Welcome, Debbie Daly. Debbie, I just saw your message about the Jew, actually. You said that You never want to talk to that the Jew anymore. Apparently.
I'm going to pull out the bed.
Yeah, pull out, baby. Pull it out. Be comfortable. Lay down.
You have to pull it out. I'll be right back.
So Debbie, I heard. I don't know. I guess one angry Jew went a little too far in your show, or just kind of pushed you to the limit, I guess. Sorry to hear that. I'm not surprised necessarily. I thought he could kind of check himself, but I guess he can't. He doesn't. I don't know. I think he just either doesn't have his own like filter to filter himself when he gets in certain situations, or either that, he just can't help himself. He just wants to. He's just a rabble rouser, or whatever. He kind of blew up on the scene here, and sort of took pride in hijacking people's shows. And sort of talking over hosts and being just generally just disruptive. And I told him on my show that, like, you know, dude, I find you very abrasive. Like, I don't care about that shit. I don't care. He can call into my show anytime he wants to. He's more than welcome to my show anytime because I think he's entertaining. I think he's got, I think he's fun, you know. At times, but I think he also just kind of goes too far and doesn't know when to just kind of like chill out. And you know, maybe this is part of him becoming more self-aware and learning that, or maybe not. Maybe he's just a dickhead and he's just going to always be that way. Who knows? Apparently, he's got a family. He's got a kid. And a wife, and, you know, more power to him, but I find it a little suspect that he's got that family. He's on BTR, like, all day long, or at least every night he's on. He's calling into one show or another. But, Debbie says he's like having something in your eye, bothersome. Yeah. Yeah, he's entertaining to an extent, but at a certain point the joke just goes too far. And my co-host Candy doesn't really know so much what I'm talking about and probably doesn't really give a shit either. Right, Candy? Candy, are you there still?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you doing?
Put my bed together.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Do that. Don't let me bother you.
No, I'm on done.
Are you in bed? Are you in bed now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm in bed.
All right. Finally, I get you in bed. Finally got her in bed. This is great.
Yeah, it feels good.
Scoot over a little bit. Scoot over a little bit. You gotta give me some room here.
Okay. Whew. I scoot over. Is it okay if I stick my ass to your dick?
I would prefer it, actually.
Okay, hold on. You like that?
Wow. That's, It's really warm in there.
I like it warm. Oh, my collarbone hurts.
Your collarbone?
Yeah, I broke it when I was 11. So, if I move around too much, I got into a fight. And when I was walking, the fight was over and I was walking. Like, you know, when you separate fights, you go your different ways. While I was walking down the hill, I didn't see homegirl behind me, so she ran towards me and pushed me, and I, you know, stumbled down the hill and broke my collarbone.
Yikes. I hate when I have.
So when I move around too much, it still hurts. Sucks. So, we got any callers or what?
Dude, everybody's chickening out. Nobody's calling in.
They scared of pussy. Why?
Yeah, and we can get naughty here in a little bit. Once we go into overtime, and if I can get my computer to respond to me, hello, computer. There we go. Yeah, we got 3 minutes. 3 minutes if you want to lock in with myself and my co-host for this evening, Candy. The number is 347-826-7667.
Yeah, please call in. We got 3 minutes. Let's get dirty in 3 minutes. I want to get dirty.
You want to get dirty, baby?
I want to get dirty.
All right.
And I
want to
get naughty.
Oh, and at the last minute, your girl Callie shows up. What is up, Callie? Girlfriend, you're coming in at the last minute here. We missed a fantastic show. It was me and Candy hanging out here. We had one angry Jew was in here grilling us with questions. And there was a lot of... Huh?
That one angry Jew needs to go somewhere with that attitude.
Yeah. Oh, and he did go somewhere, and that somewhere was here. There's one angry Jew. One angry Jew, dude. We lost you, bro. I don't know what happened. I played that Marley Mall track, and you disappeared. But we have 2 minutes to go here. If you want to call in, which I think he's done. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Sarah.
Sarah?
Yes.
What's going on, Sarah?
Not much. What's going on with you?
Well, I'm hanging out here with Candy on my Blog Talk Radio show. Are you in the chat room here?
I was, and then I clicked out.
Oh, this is Sarah. I get it. Right.
You ever think my name is Sarah?
Yeah.
You
really
thought
it was
Sarah.
Why did Debbie say that Lady Slugger kicked her ass?
Interesting. I didn't see what Debbie said. What did Debbie say?
No, she said never mind. She said tell Debbie that Lady Slugger loves her and she's proud of her for calling Angry Jew a prick.
One Angry Jew, dude. People are just not happy with you, bro.
No.
We gotta somehow redeem you here, my man. I want to thank my listeners, my live listeners, for tuning in tonight. All the chatters, it's been a fantastic time. I hope you'll join me again very soon. I will most likely be back on tomorrow night. But until next time, I want to thank my panel here. Once again, we have One Angry Jew. You are there, One Angry Jew, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh,
One Angry Jew.
Oh, am I hot? That's
You're
good.
Totally hot, dude. You've been hot the whole time, bro.
So what's the deal?
don't know. What's
the deal? My ears were burning me, and I had to come back.
Why are your ears burning you?
Am I being talked about?
Very much.
In what way?
Well, I don't know. Read the chat room. Vince.
Yeah. Yes, darling.
Is your show over? What happened to Sarah? Is she still here?
Sarah's still here. Sarah, you're there, right?
Well, so who's on the line? We have Debbie on the line, or Debbie just... Now, what is Debbie saying?
Oh, yeah, sorry. But, Sarah is here. Fuck.
What is Debbie saying in the chat room? Am I being savaged in your chat room, Vince?
Are you being savaged? I would say no. No, no. Debbie came in here and said you were a prick.
Again?
Oh, shit.
Again, in this chat room, or what do you mean again?
Well, she called me a prick in her on her show.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Then the answer is yes. Again.
Is she calling me a prick again?
Why she call you? What you do?
Because he is a loser.
I'm sorry. Who said that?
That was Sarah.
Yes.
Sarah said that. Who is Sarah?
Hi, I'm
Sarah.
Nice to meet
Sarah
you.
Sarah is the caller on the line.
First time caller, first time listener.
And how would you know I'm a prick?
I can sense it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you clairvoyant?
Oh, wait,
totally.
If you sense it, then what should you think about me if you can sense that?
Are you clairvoyant?
Totally. Angry.
Really?
Totally. I just don't like your views on a lot of things. That's why I think
you're
ignorant.
Wait a minute. I thought you were a first-time caller, first-time listener. So how would you know what my views are?
Oh, because I know, sadly.
Did you just give yourself away? Did you not tell the truth?
Oh, honey, he already knows who I am. So, and pretty much if you've listened to Vince's show, you know who
I am. Who knows who you are?
I'm, like, freaking famous, so, like, around here, definitely famous.
Why did you say you were a first-time caller?
Oh, I'm about to take your spot, sweetie.
Why did you say you're a first-time caller, first-time listener?
It's a saying, bro. You need to calm down, man. Like, I talk to Vince daily.
He
obviously knows I'm not a first-time caller, and I'm not a first-time listener.
So... You agree with Debbie, I'm a prick.
I don't agree with your views.
Which view don't you agree with?
Honestly, I just tuned into the show, but you and Bristol had an argument about the scannings at the airport, and I didn't like that.
You didn't like that. So you liked them groping you.
I love it.
I prefer it.
No, come on. I'm on a path here. Wait a minute.
I really go through the scanners. So, like...
You do. So you
you said radiation.
You like radiation.
But you know what? We're all going to die one day.
Oh,
so you might as well just deal with it in cell phones, microwaves.
Children? Do you have children?
You know? No, does it really matter if I have children or not?
If you had children, you'd give them vaccines, wouldn't you?
Maybe, maybe not, depending on what it is.
And
honestly, I would not.
So when
honestly,
become,
I wouldn't.
Why not?
I wouldn't.
They're all going to die.
Why?
They're all going to die someday. Why wouldn't you?
I don't trust the government with putting fluid in my body.
But you trust the scanners and the radiation.
Yeah. I'd rather be safe on an airplane than...
Safe,
you know,
from what? What are you going to be safe from?
Safe from terrorists, people that are wanting
really?
To hurt Americans.
And how many terrorists have we gotten in the airports since 9/11?
We have 9/11. We had the Christmas
I know all about 9/11.
You mean
the underwear bomber?
Yeah, you know, like,
Hold on. Did you know that the State Department put him on the airplane? He didn't go through the scanner. He didn't go through security. He was put on the airplane by our State Department. Do you know why?
Oh, do you know that you're one of those people who, you know, have these conspiracies and really?
Oh, no, it's not a conspiracy. It's mainstream news. Listen to me now. He was put on the airplane. He was put on the airplane. He had a visa to America, and the reason that his visa wasn't pulled, even though they knew he was training,
this conversation is very boring. You know.
I know. When you're wrong, it gets very boring.
Very,
but
very
but
boring.
Other people are probably not liking it.
You honestly?
I'm sorry.
You.
Would you?
You
would
talk
you,
to hear.
Why do you say
you,
the word honestly all the time? Do you? Are you dishonest sometimes?
Why do you ask so many questions?
Why do you not answer so many questions? If you'd answer some of them, I'd stop asking more questions.
Angry at you.
Who's talking to me?
I have so many questions.
Right. But are you dishonest sometimes? Is that why you say honestly?
Yes.
For you to ask so many questions, do you have a miserable life?
Well.
Yes, he does.
Do you know many Jews?
I don't like Jews. I don't. To give it real to you, I don't like Jews.
You don't like Jews?
I don't.
Do you know why I named myself One Angry Jew?
Why? Are you angry? Are you not getting no pussy? Like, what's going on?
I think, Candy, you are correct.
Because I like to flush out people who don't like Jews. I love talking to them. Why don't you tell me, why don't you like Jews? Do you dislike all Jews?
I don't like Jews because you're corny. You're very, very corny.
Because I'm corny?
Just corny. You're corny. You sound
mean?
Like a pedophile. Keep it real.
What is that? Yeah, keep it real. What does that mean, I'm corny?
You're corny. You're just a lame. You're lame.
So
you
corny,
life.
Corny means
you
lame.
Cannot, for a person like you, you cannot hold a candle to nobody.
What's a person like me? Tell me.
Oh my God! Why do you ask so many questions?
Again, like, why don't you answer me? What's a person like me? What is that? What does that mean?
Look in the mirror.
How old are you?
Does that matter?
Yeah, it does matter.
Well,
doesn't
if
you
I
sound
was,
like a pedophile?
No, if I told you I was 40 or I told
crazy.
You I was 30, would that make a difference?
Honestly, it does because of how you were. Grown
well,
up, like in the time that you were, because obviously I'm way younger than you,
yeah.
So that's why we have different views.
I see. So you don't like Jews because you're young.
I never said that.
I never said that.
I don't like Jews.
Well, what did you say?
I didn't say anything.
Okay, so what's your beef with me? What's the problem?
I don't like your views on, you know.
On what?
On America, on the government. Like, we don't see eye to eye, and that's fine. We agree to disagree. That's cool. Like,
hey,
whatever.
You,
like,
let me ask you something.
That's
because
he's Jewish.
Did you vote for Obama?
Goodbye.
I did. I did vote for Obama.
Do you still like Obama?
I do.
Do you believe that Obama is doing a good job?
He's doing what he
you
can with the
Obama.
Situation that he was given. I mean, honestly, let me put this out there. Like,
honestly,
you
again,
know what?
So everything else you said was dishonest?
Oh, are you really going to go there? Like,
yeah.
That's kind of pathetic
be,
as a
you,
statement.
Can you be
that's
honest
really
with me?
That's really pathetic as a statement, dude. That is
I
really
understand.
Pathetic as...
Yeah. I understand. And you think you know better than me, huh?
No, not really.
Well, if you don't know
I never
better,
said that.
Why are you trying to
I never said that. Why are you trying
so,
to put words
so
in my mouth?
So I should submit to the TSA and anything they want to do, right? In the
yo,
name
Sarah,
of safety.
Yo, Sarah, listen.
Right?
You,
right?
You giving him back?
Should
it's,
I?
He's
should
a
I
child.
Submit?
He's acting childish. So don't
should
even
I
give him
submit
feedback
to the
because
TSA?
He's, just, he's an old man in a child's body. Like that's what it is.
It's people like you
people
who
like
cause
me.
So much drama
about
it.
I see. We should just. We should all just shut up and submit, right?
No, you should just shut up.
But you know what? If a Republican was under, you know, command, then you would think it'd be fine. But since Obama is under command and he's trying to make the country safer, you have a problem with it. So it's whatever.
No, I have a problem.
It's because you're conservative and I'm
not.
I have a
problem. Oh, how do you know I'm conservative? I didn't say it was one angry conservative Jew, did I?
I can tell by your view.
You was a fucking lame, y'all. You really are.
Was that English? Can you speak English to me?
That is English. I'm sorry.
It is English. I got it. Girl, I got you.
Sorry, that's slang talk. I'm sorry. Jews don't know that slang right there. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dime. Tell me more.
You're
what? Funny, y'all. I'm not going to scoop down to your level.
What level would that be?
9.
Level 9. I see.
You're like
okay.
A 9-year-old.
Right.
You're like, you ask questions like a kid.
I know. It's terrible.
Okay.
And, but you don't like to answer
you're
questions a like a baby.
Man who has
why
a
is
wife.
That?
He tries to make
an
a point.
The problem with America and the problem with people like you is that
shut
you're sheep. Why would you bow down?
No, actually,
like a
I
sheep?
Am a sheep. You want to know why I'm a sheep? Because you're a lamb.
Tell me.
Okay, you're a lamb, so thank you, because I am a sheep.
How does that make
okay,
any
dude.
Sense?
You're a lamb. All right,
fine. You know what? If you don't like the policies that America runs under,
that,
then why don't
how does
you
that
just,
make
just
sense?
Get out? Just
I'm
get
a
out.
Unicorn.
If you don't like it.
Well, Obama
if
should
you
be.
You don't like
Obama
new policies.
Should be, hold
that
on a second.
America
wait a
holds
I'm a unicorn.
First, Obama, Palin.
I'm a unicorn. I'm a unicorn.
Yeah,
I'm a
unicorn. Now, hold on.
I'm a unicorn.
Hold
then
on.
Come
the fuck
out. If you don't like it, then get the fuck
I'm
out.
I'm a unicorn.
If you can find a better
right.
way, better country
right.
to live, go right ahead.
I see. Does Obama work under the Constitution, or is he
I
just kind of spread that
the
out?
Followers.
You know, honestly, Obama is just a puppet. It's mostly Congress
oh, okay.
and the Senate.
I
well, guess
see.
What, angry Jew? You're a sheep, okay? And I'm
so,
a shepherd.
So the Congress and the Senate run Obama. Is that what you think?
Why do you talk about Obama so much? Are you hating on him that much?
Did the Congress and the Senate run Bush, too?
You want his autograph or something? Like, you're really hating on him. Are you prejudiced? Are you
no,
mad
I'm having a conversation here now. Did the Congress and the Senate run Bush, too?
Yes, they did.
They did. So he was a puppet as well.
Yes.
I see. How about Bill Clinton? Was he a puppet?
I'm not old enough to remember. To
right,
tell
you weren't. You weren't
I would say
right, you weren't menstruating at the time. I understand. So you weren't.
I was like, you need to calm the fuck down, dude. I was like 10 when he was in office.
Well, I just said you weren't menstruating when he was in office, right?
But I don't fucking remember that. I was watching fucking cartoons. That's what I was watching. I wasn't
well,
watching CNN or Fox.
Well, were you menstruating?
Like, come on.
At 10 years old? Were you menstruating at 10 years old?
Does it matter if I was or wasn't? Like, because I was
now that's
a kid, I'm not.
Well, it helps in the thought
then,
process.
It doesn't help.
If you're menstruating,
I was a fucking,
think clear.
I was a 10-year-old watching
right.
fucking
yeah.
cartoons, watching the Disney Channel, not fucking whoever was the president.
I understand, but women who don't menstruate are not thinking as clearly as the one.
Joe, shut the fuck up, please. Vince, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's
okay,
up, baby?
Okay, can Lady Slugga call in?
No.
Or no, you're in overtime.
Too late. I can call her. I can call,
okay,
me call her.
Her. Yeah, call her. 814.
No, don't give it out
no,
over
I'm
here.
No, I'm going to text it to you.
No, I think I have it. I think I have it.
Oh, you have it? All right, because I don't want Angie Jew to be blowing up her phone. Then he sounds like a pedophile action Sarah that she masturbated at 10 years old. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Does that turn you on? Shit. Oh.
Alright. Let me do this here. Add a call. This is the call. I'm going to add. Sorry, Callie, I muted you too. Just I'll have you back up in a second. Sorry.
No. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry. What was that when you say me? Ring a ling 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 ling. Ring a ling ling.
All right, are you there?
I don't hear you.
No.
All
there
right.
she is.
All righty, here we go. Now, what's the conversation? Because I hear Candy going
oh,
on.
Oh, you have no idea what's going on.
All right, let me fill me in. What's going on?
Why don't I just have one angry Jew fill you in? One angry Jew, take it away.
What's up?
Well, this is all about menstruation, not masturbation. Apparently, they don't know the difference. I don't know why that is. But I'm guessing at 10 years old, you probably did masturbate. Come on, you humped the edge of the sofa. Tell me.
What the fuck? Really?
Well, did you or didn't
really?
You?
Did you? Did
right,
you really
let me,
do
I,
that?
I, can I give my? Can let me give my? Let me give my little word about this. In actuality, I've read somewhere. Now, that's kind of a disgusting subject to talk about a 10-year-old masturbating. But
well, they do it. My 3-year-old
masturbates. I read somewhere one time before that for little girls, whether they realize it or not, and it's not necessarily called masturbating, but they know what the feeling is. And I read somewhere like sliding down a banister and some weird stuff like that.
Yeah, humping.
So
it's not
that they do it intentionally. It's not like a little kid that's 10 years old just goes and sit, like, hey, I'm going to go masturbate
wait a minute.
And most children that do that is because they were touched. Somebody opened that door for them. They're not going to do it naturally on their own. Somebody showed them what that
is. My 3-year-old masturbates. You think
how do you know your 3-year-old masturbates, you sick motherfucker? Are you
I've
kidding me?
Do
how do you know your 3-year-old masturbates?
I've seen him do it.
You're disgusting.
Yeah,
you didn't tell him not to do it?
Why would I tell
did
him
not
to do
him
it?
Did you tell him not? Like, why would you? I don't understand that.
Why would
like,
I tell
how
him
do you know?
Do it? Why would I shoot
oh, my God.
Why
I'm
going to
vomit.
No,
if I had a gun, I would blow your fucking head off. I'm so shit. I would.
Wow.
You're probably
like
sucking yourself thin.
Like
that's what you're
kind of
probably
thing.
Doing.
No, like, don't take it there. Don't take it there. But that
it's
is
like a Blair Witch
gross.
Kind of thing going on.
That's gross. So how would you, like, not... Okay, I understand what you mean about telling him it's not wrong, but what you should speak... Like, a 3-year-old, like... That's it. He's not masturbating. He's exploring himself and seeing what it is. He's not jerking his dick off and waiting for him to come.
And
are you kidding
me? What do you think
me?
I should tell him?
You can't really, as a grown man, be saying that.
What do you think I should tell him?
Especially live on air. Are you kidding me?
What do you think I should tell him? Tell me.
Oh, he's 3 years old. Maybe you should overlook it. He's fine. He sees his little penis, and
I
he's curious on what it is. That doesn't mean that he's
it.
Playing with himself.
He is
Why
playing
would you
with
say
himself?
That?
He's touching himself. What do you think he's doing?
Oh, my God.
Because he's a little baby that sees a little thing hanging off his body and he doesn't know what it is. That's why he's touching it.
He knows
if
exactly
you're doing
what
something
is.
In front of him,
he
then that's
exactly
a different story.
What
that's
did,
gross.
No,
what
I
what
did
disgusting.
Tell, I did tell him not to do it. Oh, boy, the Blair Witch thing again. Now, I did tell him not to do it in public and not to do it at school.
So, you're talking about a 3-year-old touching himself at school. What school is your 3-year-old going to?
Now, why don't you listen to what I just said? I have told
okay,
my son not to touch himself like that in school or in public or in restaurants.
But why
this
is
a 3-year-old. But this is a 3-year-old that you're telling not to masturbate. Do you hear what you sound like?
I didn't tell
Do you
him
really
that.
Hear what you sound like? You
That's
can't
not
be
what
serious.
I said. That's not what I said. Why don't you listen to what I said? Are you having a comprehension problem?
I think there's something wrong with the head.
I'm not having a comprehension problem. You said that you told your 3-year-old not to do it in public, in school, and where else?
In
a restaurant.
If
you go into a restaurant with your 3-year-old and he is masturbating, someone's going to call children's services on you.
Yeah, right.
Because a child should not be masturbating anywhere. Your child is not masturbating.
What's he doing?
Your child is curious about what the fuck is on his body.
What's
he is not doing? Looking for personal pleasure. Are you some kind of fucking sicko? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Why do you use the word fuck so many times?
Because I want to, because you make me angry. You're talking about a kid. You're
Why
talking
you
about
angry?
A child right now masturbating that's 3 years old.
We're
that's your sick
about,
mind thinking he's masturbating.
He
is not masturbating.
We're talking about my kid, not any kid. My kid.
Well, yeah, your kid is going to be seeing a therapist by the time he's 5 years old.
Yeah.
Hey, have you guys seen the Lingerie Football League?
I see.
That's horrible.
Can someone hear me?
Who else is on the line?
Vince, how do you get such stupid people on your line?
Callie, you're hot.
Stupid.
No,
I'm not stupid, homie. I'm not stupid at all.
Am I
stupid is being a tool.
No.
And going to everybody's chat room pretending that you're somebody else with your fake fucking voices. That's what's
homie.
Stupid.
What's a homie?
Oh, I hate you. I fucking hate them.
Don't say that. Homie is a figure of speech. How old are you? I'm 34.
Where is that a figure?
You know, I said homie.
Where is that a figure of speech? Not a figure of speech anywhere I've been.
Well, I'm sorry that you're closed-minded. I'm sorry that you haven't heard other. What would you rather they call you?
I'm closed-minded because you used the word.
Yeah.
Is that English?
That's not something that I'm going to defend. That's retarded. You're just picking little stupid fights because you're nasty talking about a 3-year-old masturbating.
You have problems.
You have issues. You're a grown-ass man with a wife and a child, and you're in a chat room at a late hour talking about your 3-year-old kid masturbating. You have issues. It's parents like you that disgust me.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
I'm sure that you know. You're on live on the air where who knows how many people are listening to you talking about your 3-year-old son masturbating.
Yeah, a lot of
you're disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Did I say my 3-year-old masturbates? I don't think I said that.
Yes,
oh,
you
my God.
Are you fucking... Wait. Did you
now
fucking just say that? Yes, you did. You asked if
yes,
I was 10 and I masturbated. Then you said that your 3-year-old does. But you said that your 3-year-old does.
Yes,
I wouldn't be surprised if
your words
are not on his door.
Actually, the word
morning.
I asked you was menstruate, but you understood masturbate.
I didn't say that. I said what the fuck? No, wait. We were talking about president and the government. Then you asked if I was menstruating at 10, which then you proceeded to talk about your 3-year-old masturbating, which you're a fucking sicko. That's what you are.
Obviously, you don't menstruate now because you're not too smart.
I don't even think he has a
How
am I too smart,
God.
Dude? You don't know me because I have views differently than you.
But you don't know me, but you said you did. How's that possible?
We know enough about you that you talk about your 3-year-old son masturbating. I don't choose to know any more about you.
Masturbating?
You're disgusting.
Masturbating?
You're disgusting.
You talk? I see.
Yeah, that's how I talk. Yep.
I have had an argument with you before.
I don't shame my 3-year-old son if he touches himself. Why would I?
You're disgusting. You are shaming him, and you don't even realize it. You're shaming your son.
How am I doing
You're shaming
that?
Yourself as a parent, and as far as your wife, I feel bad for her.
I see.
Your wife should be humiliated by the man that you are talking about your 3-year-old son masturbating in public, in school, or whatever else you said. You're disgusting.
You do have a problem comprehending, don't you?
Oh, my God.
Sounds like a pedophile.
No, I've told
myself. He doesn't sit for fun.
I've told myself.
He probably lives by himself. He probably doesn't have a son. He probably doesn't have a wife.
Well, would it be better if I told you I had a daughter?
I don't care.
No, because I don't care to hear about that shit at all. Because, you know what? I don't want to hear about you telling your daughter it's okay to masturbate when she's 3 years old. You're disgusting.
How come I hear echoing when you talk?
Because you can probably hear me through Candy's phone.
Yeah, she's in the same room as Candy, or the same house.
Aren't you smart enough to get out of the room?
No, I'm not.
Are you kidding me?
Apparently not.
Why am I going to go into another room for you? Vince ain't complaining about it. You are.
You're echoing.
I don't give a fuck. Vince ain't complaining about it. You are.
You don't sound good.
I don't give a fuck.
You sound angry.
I'm trying to sound good
so
for you.
I am angry. I am angry that you said all of that, what you just said right now.
Are you the angry
You know how many
kid?
Fucked up kids are in this fucking
are
world right now that we have to look forward
slut?
To running shit?
Oh, my.
And you're a parent? You're disgusting.
Yeah. And your boyfriend's in jail. What does that say about you?
It says a whole lot about me because I'm riding for him. Yeah.
You're riding for him. Did he hurt
you? Now we know that he's a troll.
Did he know
for a fact who the fuck you are in people's chat rooms.
Did your
definitely.
Boyfriend hurt
what?
Did your boyfriend hurt
did my? Yep, he kicked the shit out of somebody. Yep, he sure did.
And he's fucking huge, though.
He kicked the shit right out of somebody that has a disgusted-ass mouth just the fuck like you do. Yep, he kicked the shit out of somebody. Yep, he sure did. There's somebody that has a disgusting mouth just like you do.
Well, you have a disgusting mouth. Does he beat you?
No, he never put his hands on me. I have a good man. When it comes to that, oh, my God, he's great.
He never slapped you around?
Never in his life, never.
I've
never been hit by a man in my life, never.
You have
never.
A disgusting mouth. Why didn't he slap you?
Why do I have a disgusting mouth? Because you're embarrassed now?
Everywhere
because I spoke the truth and you can't handle it?
Why
yep, it sure was. What, the word fuck, I'll say fuck till I go in the grave. I'm not talking about a three-year-old masturbating themselves. My disgusting mouth is on a completely different level of how disgusting your mouth is, how disgusting you are as a father.
Slap you. I think your boyfriend hurt you.
Never. He never put his hands on me.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Maybe you
smack your kid around.
What the witch
stuff? Out of here.
Who did your boyfriend hurt?
Maybe you have your wife chained up to a fucking bed. Be here.
Who did your boyfriend hurt?
See, now this is the normal behavior. Now listen, Candy, you're younger, okay? And I want you to understand this. This is a normal behavior of somebody that feels cornered right now. He feels stupid for what came out of his mouth, so he's trying to say whatever he can say to hurt me because he's hurt himself.
Am I hurting you?
No, not at all. You can't hurt. Nobody can hurt me. Are you kidding me? Well, you don't know anything that I've ever been through in my life.
But I asked you a question. Who did your boyfriend hurt?
That's none of your fucking business. How about that?
Well, you told everybody he's in jail. You got a picture of him on your page. Who did
you
hurt?
Yep, I sure do.
Who did
Read my
hurt?
Page, idiot. Read my page
it.
Of why I have my page.
I read it. Who did your boyfriend hurt?
That's none of your fucking business.
Why?
Why? Because it's not none of your business.
Don't you think he was
I'm not
going to
give people's names. Are you stupid?
I didn't ask
Fuck
you
out of here.
I asked you, what was the person he hurt? Was it a
what
young
mean, what
guy?
Was the person?
Was it a man? Was it a woman?
It was a grown-ass man that said something wrong, did something wrong that he should have never did.
So he said something and your boyfriend hurt him.
No, I said and did something that he should have never did. And
what
because
did
pussies like you that
what
don't put their
do?
Foot down...
What
That's none of your
do?
Business. That's none of your business.
Well, you told me everything else. Why don't you tell me that?
I didn't tell you everything else. My man is in jail. That's all.
Well, I also know that your man hurt somebody because you said so.
You know,
so
I
what?
Love it when people talk shit about other people's mans.
More Blair Witch
stuff.
I bet
you wouldn't say
that
to the face. I bet you wouldn't.
Can't you
fuck
go in,
that.
Can't
I'm
you
not that
her in another room? Can you put
no.
her in the closet?
No. That's probably
where
he put
the sun. Fuck out of here. I just want to get rid of the echo.
Mm-mm.
Did you come out of the closet yet?
Well, is your friend one of these people that wants to be groped by the TSA so she can be safe?
What did you say?
He's asking if I'm your friend. He can't tell me and Candy apart.
Well, you're both kind of stupid, so it is difficult.
Oh, we're stupid. Lovely, lovely.
But
he
thinks his three-year-old kid is masturbating, and y'all are stupid. Fuck out of here. This guy is retarded.
Wow, you have such.
I wish I had your address so I can mail you a helmet.
You have such a command of the English language. I got to tell you that I am.
Yep, I do.
Absolutely awestruck by your abilities.
Mm-hmm.
you know, dude. I don't know your name, and I don't know you, but I hope.
I'm
one to one day, you know,
I'm a Jew.
That you won't get, you know the fact. Honestly, no, wait. Are you done talking? Because
no,
honestly,
not.
every time I talk,
you try to talk
over me, and then
true?
You try to bash
no,
me, and
you.
I try to say something, and then you're
bash?
Like, whatever. And
bash.
The fact that you are hiding behind this, we don't know if you're Jewish or not. The fact that
but
you're
what?
Saying you're one angry Jew,
but
we don't even know that, and that you're. Oh,
what you're
like
trying
to
generalize population, and it's kind of retarded and it's really kind of sad and very ignorant.
Jews. Didn't you say you didn't like Jews?
No, I didn't say that.
Again, yeah, no, you got her mixed up with Candy.
Well, what did you say?
Candy said she didn't like Jews.
Right, Candy's the one that took a picture of her vagina and she
all
wants
the way.
To say,
No Jews, just water
I'm
or soda.
Two people, Mexicans and Jews. I don't like them.
Oh, man. It's like
pervert.
More from the Blair Witch.
And Jews have no life.
I see.
They really don't.
And you're going to send your vagina by email.
You know,
that's brilliant.
Okay. Hey,
and you're brilliant, dude. Like, I don't understand.
That's
honest.
Did you really call me dude?
Oh, my bad. I don't like Amish people.
Oh, man. I
wait, I want to hear what he's saying. Go ahead. Finish saying what you're saying.
I got to tell you something. Listen to you cackle in with the, all that reverb. It's frightening.
I think it's kind of cool. It's like psychedelic.
It's like psycho is what it is.
Where did you find this dude at anyway?
I'm psycho, but you talk about a three-year-old masturbating in public.
No, you talk about a three-year-old masturbating.
Oh, my God.
I'm not talking about a three-year-old masturbating. You are. I use the word menstruating, which your stupid friend didn't understand.
So your three-year-old son is menstruating? You're a fucking idiot. Oh, my God.
Oh,
my
God. You guys are stupid. Are you all menstruating now?
You
dream about
Menstruating.
Candy called you a pedo. And honestly, I think that's what you are, because why would you want to bring up a 10-year-old menstruating when we were talking about the President of the United States?
Wait a second. Who is the 10-year-old menstruating? Was that you?
Are you?
Oh my God.
Was that you?
Can you not tell us apart?
No.
You know,
I told you, you're both stupid. I can't tell the two of you apart.
Oh, we're both stupid. Oh, really?
I'm going to repeat that. You are stupid.
Oh,
I'd rather be stupid than be something
I know, you'd rather be gross.
Like
you
need
to say, if you want to be saved.
Yeah,
by
you sound like a pedophile.
Honestly, ship your ass out to fucking Afghanistan, Korea, Iraq, and I hope
cute.
You get your ass blown up, okay?
Korean
That's what I hope
women,
you do.
Korean women are super cute, much better than white women.
Good. but you can't get a woman either way.
Although
so
I do like the Latinas. The Latinas.
I bet you your wife looks like a sea donkey.
Well,
he doesn't even have a wife.
My wife is Asian, but she's beautiful.
She's a sea donkey.
And you had your son in another country, and then had him. Explain that little story.
Explain what? Let's see, I can explain. No,
then
I can
you go
explain.
To another country
hold on,
to
hold
have
on.
A child, and then you brought him here to be a citizen?
No, I made him a citizen in the other country. Let me explain how things work.
If you don't like America, get the fuck out. People like you disgust me.
Get the fuck out
of America if you don't like it. Stop here. Stop complaining. Get the fuck out. Go to Canada, Mexico. Get the fuck out. Go back to wherever. If you don't like it, leave. Leave. Please.
I'm sorry.
We don't need you in America.
Why are you
we don't need you.
Get the fuck out.
If America is so bad, then get the fuck out, dude. Like, seriously, I don't need you here. Obama doesn't need you here. And we clearly don't need you here. The Jewish population doesn't need you here. Get the fuck out.
That's okay. Then take your 3-year-old son with you. That's one less scary man that we need here.
America's got so many of these women who are absolutely stupid. Not a thought going on in their head.
They know America. Where are you from?
No, they do.
Stupid women. America has stupid women. He said that's funny.
No, but
you're talking about your 3-year-old son masturbating.
What did you just say? What are you saying? You like the TSA putting their hands in your pants? What,
I
think
you need to
know.
I was getting scared.
About the woman? How about the woman who got caught by TSA and they stuck their finger in her vagina twice? How about that one? You like that? Is that okay?
I didn't say that
state?
I like being groped, dude. I said I'd rather have a scan.
Oh, okay. So you'd rather have radiation than rather have a finger in
your
vagina.
Are you stupid or something?
What's wrong with you?
You actually pee yourself?
Do you want a finger in your vagina or do you want some radiation?
You know what?
Well,
I just hope that you go
archive,
somewhere.
And I can't wait until I watch what I do with this archive. Watch. Watch. You know how I am with the internet. The fuck out of here. This man is going to, oh my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
So do you want a finger in your vagina or do you want to be radiated? Tell me which one.
Okay, do you have to repeat yourself?
Repeating yourself
many, many times.
I know. I have already said
to you millions of times, I'd rather take the radiation. And I said, we all die at some point. And then we talked about the government. Then we talked about Obama. Then George. Are you stupid? Do I need to run down the commentating the whole time?
Okay, but are you
menstruating? I know what your problem
is. Are but are you menstruating?
Someone was in your butt. And look at you. He's doing this shit on purpose.
Yeah, he is.
I am.
He's probably
pathetic.
Sitting there looking at his 3-year-old son masturbating and masturbating himself while he tries to get everybody riled up.
My 3-year-old son is asleep. Why would he be doing that?
Disgusting.
And
he's
why
disgusting.
Are you
why would your 3-year-old son
why
be
Why are you even talking about my 3-year-old son? Why are you so hooked
Because
up?
You brought it up, you pig. You right. nasty, nasty man. You brought it up. You brought it up.
I felt bad for that
Vince.
Little boy.
Yeah.
Vince.
And I feel bad that it's going to be a little boy that
Where
grows up to be a man. Here. He's a troll. He goes to everybody's chat room, and he uses different voices and acts like he's different people. He makes up different shows like the Black Conservative. He remade his show, copied everything off of his page to make a whole new page and front, right? That's what you did? How many other pages did you do that with? How many other voices and how many other people do you pretend that you are? We figured that out the other night when those other people didn't come back to argue with you because you couldn't argue it with yourself.
Right. So
you're fake.
I'm the Skype assholes, right?
Yeah, you probably are part of them.
Did you figure that? Were you menstruating when you figured that out or not?
Why are you
no,
so
honey.
Obsessed with people that are menstruating?
Because when you're menstruating, you're smarter. Don't you know that?
Oh, really?
Oh my God.
But you just called us stupid like 5 times, like 5 minutes ago.
Well, you're obviously not menstruating, so you are stupid.
I'm just saying. You called me stupid.
Well, are you menstruating?
And then you asked if I was menstruating when I was 10 years old when we were talking about the government. And then
no,
you said
no,
the
reason
said,
why
I'm
men
like
this,
Jolina, like,
candy.
Okay,
the reason why men like
I
this
that
marry women that aren't American because the woman that he married lets him shit all over her.
Oh, no, I'm not
That's
into
what
that.
It is.
Yeah, I know some women are
into probably that. Lets him. What kind of woman, what kind of real woman would deal with a man like this? Apparently she's not. That's why you're on the phone right now.
Right.
Or you'd be in bed getting some loving, wouldn't you? But you're not. You're here on the phone arguing with three other women, calling three other women names while you're talking about your 3-year-old son touching himself.
I know.
Your wife, if she is smart, she's probably so humiliated right now.
She doesn't speak English. My wife doesn't speak English.
I know a lot of people.
Of course she doesn't. Thank God.
I know a lot of people who do that. Who just marry someone and get over here.
That happens all the time.
She's probably a mail order bride.
Mm-hmm. Some poor little tiny lady that don't know any better that he picked up from some human trafficking firm. Some kind of fucked up place to where he promised her all kinds of stuff here. He gave her a son, and now he's molesting him.
Chinese?
I just think that he doesn't have a wife.
Asian,
or a kid.
My dad. Didn't you say she was Asian?
Do Do you know where Asia is?
Man.
Are you really going to fight about
it
and
your wife
say that
Asian.
Chinese is an Asian?
First of all, my wife is Indian.
You
Indians
said Asian.
Are
you're,
Asian. Indians are
you
Asian.
Are
Asian.
Stupid. Oh, my God. I'm not
He's just trying to sound a little
Indians
smart while he's calling
Asians,
us stupid.
But you don't know that.
But you don't call Indian women Asian women.
Sure
you fucking
do.
Idiot.
Go look
oh my
the,
God,
go look
you do,
internet.
You do. Apparently you do.
Indian women
America,
are Asian.
No.
India is in Asia. That's a stupid.
Yes,
thing.
I understand that. But you said your wife was Asian.
That's right. She's Indian. Indians.
You're
are
an
Asian.
Idiot. Wow.
Right, I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot, and you're so fucking stupid.
Yeah, he's.
Because Vince told
me. How old are you?
That's
how
true.
Old are you?
Because
how
Vince
old are you?
Told me that that's true. Now you
how
say,
old are you?
But before Vince told
me. How old are you? Answer that one question. How old are you?
You're all ready to argue with me that Indians aren't
Asians. How old are you?
Vince tells you that Indians are Asians. Now you got
to. Obviously, he's embarrassed to say
right?
how old he is, that he's on the phone right now as a grown-ass man defending something that's so stupid.
I'm
but the highlight of the
so
conversation
stupid.
Is one angry Jew confessed live on air that his 3-year-old son masturbates. You are sickening. And watch what I do. You think you played games with everybody else's show? Watch what I do to you on Blog Talk Radio. You'll never be able to show your face in anybody's chat room by the time I'm done with you. Watch how he won't even be able to turn his fucking computer on by the time I'm done with him. You know how I do. You know how I do. Oh, boy.
Give me your phone number. We'll chat about it.
My phone number? Why would I give a child molester my phone number? Fuck out of here.
Why don't you guys just chat about it right now? You're here right now.
Did your boyfriend molest any children in prison?
Yeah, but there's lots of children in prison, yeah.
Well, how old's your boyfriend?
Oh, I know. I know all that. Trust me, I know all that with the computer.
How old's your boyfriend?
Trust me. You should know that. You said you read my page.
Is he sleeping with younger men?
No.
Is anybody doing that?
And that's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons why, being you want to come out your mouth like that. That's one of the reasons why he's locked up. Because he don't play that shit. And for a man that talks like that, you're disgusting. You're telling everybody that you're disgusting. You're telling everybody that you touch little children. You're telling everybody that. Like, why? Grown men don't talk like you do. Grown real men do not discuss the things that you do. You have problems. I feel bad for you. I feel bad for your wife. I feel bad for your child. You're an embarrassment. I don't know not one grown man that talks about the things that you talk about. That's scary. That's what America has. That's the scum that comes to our country. That's horrible. That I can't believe the stuff that comes out of your mouth. And like I could say other stuff, but it's really not worth it. Like everybody says, you would never say that to their face. You know what I mean? You would never ever meet my man. But if you did, he would probably fuck you up.
I'm sorry.
For being a pervert.
For the last 5 minutes, could you repeat that?
For being a pervert.
I wasn't listening.
You are disgusting. Grown men don't talk like you do, especially when they got a wife and a child at home. That's sad.
You don't like the word
masturbating
or masturbation? You have a problem with that?
I have a problem with you talking about your 3-year-old son masturbating. Yes, I have a serious problem with that. You took that to a whole other level that normal people don't do. That's a problem. That's a problem.
What does it bother you? Were you molested when you were young?
No, I was never raped or molested in my life. 95% of the women that I know have been.
I didn't ask you if you were raped. I said, were you molested?
And I answered your question, no, I was never molested or raped ever in my life.
So you never slept with
never.
Your father? Never. Your father never slept with you?
Wow, he's really sick. I feel really bad for you.
Well, I'm asking
I
you,
I really
did
do.
He? Did your father sleep with you?
No. My father's a man, not a mouse like you are.
Your
daddy, disgusting.
Your daddy touched you inappropriately, didn't he?
He's disgusting. Never. Nothing like that never happened to me. Never. And that's a sad thing that you would talk about. Like, you talk about shit that you think is okay. That shit's not okay.
But why didn't you report
your father? And the fact that you're
live
on air, this man has no idea the hole he's digging for himself. No clue.
Why didn't you report your father?
No clue. You're horrible. You are really horrible.
Was it your mother that touched you inappropriately?
Wow. My mother's dead, scumbag.
Well, obviously she was alive at some point. Did she touch you inappropriately?
Wow.
I wish I was.
No, don't fuck him. He got plenty coming to him. Karma's a bitch, and she does her job well.
Demon me more.
You're horrible. You're disgusting.
Right.
I can't even believe somebody would marry somebody like you.
I know. It's horrible.
I could just imagine. You're probably some inbred scumbag from somewhere where you were getting fucked by everybody in your family. Your mother probably made you do things to her and your little sisters. People like you are the ones that should be fighting in fucking war. You're the ones that should be blown up, not 18-year-old little kids. You're disgusting. I cannot, oh my God. I can't wait till the people hear this, man. And you know how easy they find people over the internet? Like how they pinpoint people's exact location? This man is talking so much stuff. Oh my God. You're horrible.
How did what did my mother do?
I don't know, honey, but obviously she did something terrible that your mind is at the level that it is.
Could it have been my older sister?
I feel so bad for you.
Could it have been my older sister?
And you hear how his voice fluctuates? There's a lot of them people that come to Vince's chat room that sound like him. That sound like him. He tries to disguise his voice. But we're
sister.
The ones that are stupid, and obviously he is.
No,
you guys are stupid because you're not menstruating, of course. I told you that.
I think I have it on myself. I'm going to show you.
No, that's all right. He's. You don't have to show me. I know already. Me and Vince figured that out a long time ago.
I told you you're stupid. You're not menstruating.
He's the weirdo.
You need medication.
Do you think it was my older sister?
He needs more than that.
I need some medication, too.
What kind of medication do you need?
Fuck that. He needs Jesus Christ right on his shoulder.
Listen, don't you talk about Jesus Christ like that.
I get you mad.
Don't you blaspheme.
I took some acid once that was called Jesus Christ.
Don't you dare blaspheme. I love Jesus Christ. How dare you?
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you love
Christ
Jesus the way
that
you
talk.
I'm so sure he loves Jesus Christ the way that you now what is that? You're a hypocrite? Like you're talking the way that you're talking and then you have the audacity to say you love Jesus Christ? Are you kidding me? Did you graduate? Did you even go to school?
He might be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just you and me, ladies.
Yeah, of course.
Actually, it sounds like. Hey, Candy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I think he's gone.
Yeah. I'm gonna have a lot of work to do tomorrow. Watch what his page. Watch what I do.
Well, Vince, get in the show now, so you can get whatever you want. Go ahead, do it. By the way,
he's better. Okay.
Do you think it was my older sister? Because I'm starting to have flashbacks.
Oh, he's back.
What did you say? You think what?
No, what I said was I believe it was my older sister. Wait a minute, hold on. Get away from there.
No, it's my microphone. Get away from it. It's my brother. It's my brother-in-law.
Is Sarah still here?
No, I think Sarah's gone.
She's gone. Well.
Sarah. Sarah. Past Sarah's bedtime.
Me and Vince figured that out a long time ago with this man, Candy. Yeah, because he's not very good at the games that he tries to play.
Is she still there?
Who?
No, because he's embarrassed. Because he came out real quick to that other accent, and then he was like, oh, hold on.
What other accent? That was my Indian brother-in-law. My Indian brother-in-law set fire to his wife in India.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do that over there.
Yeah, I know.
Has your boyfriend set fire?
They stoned their women.
No, 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 that's in Pakistan.
My nephew was killed in a fire when he was 6 fucking years old.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you need to be talking about shit like that, because now you're really making me angry.
Did your boyfriend
You're a fucking scumbag. And watch how. Watch. Watch my dude.
Did your boyfriend set that fire?
No.
Did he cause the fire when he kicked the crap out of that guy who said something bad?
Yeah, because he was a pervert. Because he was a pervert like you were. And
has
he got his fucking ass beat like he deserved to get it beat. And he's suffering the consequences for doing so.
That's your boyfriend.
Yep, he sure is. He's in prison for fucking somebody up for being a scumbag like you are. Yep.
I know.
That's exactly what he did.
Has your boyfriend ever been to India?
No.
Has he ever been stoned?
No.
Has he ever stoned anybody?
This guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
he has nothing else to say, so he says stupid shit.
Vince, have you been stoned?
Nothing intelligent. There's not one thing that had any kind of substance that came out of your mouth.
Oh, I know. This entire conversation has been on such a high intellectual level that I can't keep up.
What is wrong with you? Like, for real, what's wrong with you?
For real?
He's getting a rise off of this. That's what he's doing.
And why are you feeding that rise?
Because.
Why do you feed it?
I'm friends with Vince. And I'm on Vince's
settle
show.
Down.
And you're making us famous.
Settle down. Tell me the truth. Are you the guy who got the shit kicked out of him? Did you get your boyfriend to do it?
No, not at all.
You
actually, he did it. He did it before me. No, he did it before he even knew
so
me. He had to go back.
Well, wait a minute. He kicked the shit out of the guy, then he kicked the shit out of you?
Oh, my God. This guy is so dumb.
You got it.
No, he's just, he just
like
doesn't
get,
have nothing
like
to
else to
say. You like
to get slapped around, don't you? You do like to
he
get slapped
He has nothing
around,
else to say.
Right?
No, no.
He wants
check
to
what
no
the
life.
Name. Check what the name is, buddy. Slugger.
Yeah. Lady Slugger.
I
like
never got beat
slapped.
Up in my life. Never.
But you like the boyfriend to slap you around, right?
No, I never got hit by a man in my life. And if a man ever beat me up, I'm Sicilian. My family will take care of that.
Did you slap him around?
No, I have respect. We have respect for each other. That's something that you should probably practice. Respect. But you don't even respect yourself, so you can't possibly have the capacity to respect anybody else.
Do you want a strap-on dildo?
No, I'm not a nasty like you are. Huh?
You don't peg the boyfriend?
No, there's not.
Do you like it up the ass?
She does have a black dildo though.
Do you have
a
black dildo?
Do
you put
the
black dildo in your ass or your vagina?
No, but it should be shoved straight down your throat. Straight down your throat, it should be.
So, you
just stop all that nasty shit that's coming out of your mouth.
You were throat fucking the boyfriend, is that right?
Karma's gonna get you.
Why do you laugh?
I was throat fucking my boyfriend. Is that what you said?
Karma.
Is that some Puerto Rican?
You said that
hold on. Is Karma a Puerto Rican chick?
He's just trying to.
Well, I'm just like, Karma's a bitch.
Doesn't she know that she's reverberating all over the place? The echo is terrible. No, I know Karma. She's a Puerto Rican chick, Fifth and Lehigh.
Yeah, Fifth
and Lehigh.
Right?
I feel
bad.
Yeah, that's who she is.
She's kind of old.
Good luck.
Yeah, she is.
When she comes, good luck.
What do I need luck about? You don't need luck for Karma. You just need cash.
She's a quarter.
What's that?
And Jesus taught you that?
I told you, don't use the word Jesus. Don't blaspheme. I don't like
Jesus,
it.
Jesus, fucking Christ. Jesus. Your poor child, Jesus. Better bless your poor child, your wife, and yourself.
I have three children.
Jesus is probably... with all the bad weather we get,
children,
fucking that Jesus puking on you. You're disgusting.
I have three children, not one child.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. I can't imagine the humiliation they're going to go through growing up.
The humiliation?
No, when
the humiliation. The humiliation from having a parent like you.
Do you have any, are you going to have children when your man gets out of jail?
Yeah. When he gets out of jail, what?
Are you going to have any children?
I'm not sure. That's not anything that I'm really... concerned about right now in life.
Will you let him beat them?
There's too many other children in the world right now that need to be taken care of because
they
have parents like
you.
I think I would try to help a child right now.
Will you let your man beat your children?
If they need to get beat, yes.
I see. What will he beat them with?
Knowledge. Something that you don't have. Yeah.
I don't think so. The guy's in jail. How much knowledge could he have?
He has a lot of knowledge.
More knowledge than you got.
He has morals. Something you don't have.
Is he in Lewisburg?
He has morals. That's something you don't have.
Right. He's got morals.
He's in prison.
Is he
sure
in Lewisburg?
No. Nope.
How many times did you get touched by a man? I don't even understand what she's saying. Can you speak stupid? How many times did you get molested?
Vince, are you there?
Answer the question. How many times?
I don't understand what she's saying. Can you translate?
How many times were you molested? You're obviously a traumatized poor soul. You're obviously traumatized. Talk to us, buddy. We're going to try to help you. Let's have a therapy session right now.
Vince, I need somebody to translate stupid into intelligent.
We got to help you. We're here to help you. Come on. Let it all out. Stop masking it with all this other stuff you're talking about. Let us know what your issues are. Now Vince's show is a therapy session because you, my love, need some therapy.
Really?
And we're here to help you. Let us know.
How can you help me?
You're hurting so bad. Let it out.
Well, no, I'm not hurting bad. I don't know your boyfriend.
No, you're hurting. It shows in the stuff that you say.
Has your boyfriend beaten up anybody in prison?
No. Not at all.
So he's been good in prison.
He's very well liked, actually. He's pretty...